you know, one-way ticket to Antarctica. There you go. Be a big brother, big sister. Yeah, that's right. Be a big Eskimo. And have them stay in the igloo. That is correct. You can show them the North Star right there. Yeah, you can feed them on krill and whale blubber. That's the way. And raise these hardy children in Antarctica. Not having them left off at the bus stop that's 20 feet in front of their house with their parents walking them to the door 20 feet later. And we're talking like 12, 13-year-old kids. We need the big brothers, big sisters to harden these kids up. That's right. Take them to Antarctica and teach them how to live in the wild. That is correct. Make sure they don't get that. They wear sunglasses, though, because they get that snow blindness. And right now, it's not too bad in Antarctica. I think it's about like 65 degrees there now. So there you go. Be a big brother, big sister, and learn more about this mentoring program in Antarctica. Big brothers, big sisters, big magic, and Aurora Borealis. You get that on top of that, and you build your vocabulary with Aurora Borealis. And when you talk to your big Eskimo kid or your little Eskimo kid or your little Eskimo thing, you can build vocabulary. Ulu. Now, that's a great word. Ulu. U-L-U. It's one of my favorite words with friends words. Ulu. It is a Eskimo knife. It's that rounded knife, the ulu. And that is correct. And when you talk to your child, you can build vocabulary like ulu. Do you know they have like 500 words for snow? They have 500 words for snow. You can teach them all those words. Then you can learn before the school starts. There you go. In a big igloo school. Public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council. There you go. Yes, you can igloo school your child. That's correct. Right in the comfort of your own igloo. I don't even know how people even live in an igloo. That is insane. Why do those people even go there? You know? Should have stood around the tropics, man. We wouldn't have none of these problems if we just wouldn't have overpopulated and left the tropics. But no, we got to go and conquer. We got to go over here because they have gold in this land. I couldn't have stayed and ate oranges and bananas and been the king of the jungle. Look how that rolls right back around. But a good king. A good king. We're back to the kings. Today's all shows about kings, royalties, and that kind of thing. Next, we are at the top of the pyramid of civilization. We started low with the hard work and the slaves, and then we went up into the craftsmen, and then we did this whole journey of like 9 weeks if you've been along. If you want to catch some of these older shows, go to zombo.world. There's a new website, zombo.world. There's a SoundCloud page, and it's got like 60 shows, and you can actually listen to all the stuff. You can download them for free too. There you be with that. So yes, you can backtrack, and it is a bit of a learning thing. That's why I like doing this radio show. A few little goofy insights, you know, help you guys build your guff up, get your stiff upper lip, help you navigate through some of these odd times. But it's always been odd. It's always been odd. If you think human beings were ever decent, at best we were okay. Okay. That's why no aliens want to come here. That's why people don't get it. You know, you think an advanced alien life is going to want to see these dumb apes that are trying to kill each other? Do you think they want to get in the middle of all of this? They zoom right by us like, forget these guys. These guys are the a-holes of the universe. Mm-mm-mm. Any advanced... And I really do think that we might have had one crash, or a couple of them crash. I got to interview John Cusack at the last Steel City Con, and he was talking about, believe it or not, he's getting out of films and he's working on graphic novels. And we talked about his graphic novels called Momo. And I'm asking, what's this graphic novel all about? You got this artist in Argentina, and I saw the proofs to it. It's gorgeous. I can't wait for this graphic novel to come out, Momo. And it is all about when Richard Nixon took Jackie Gleason in a helicopter to Area 51 because Jackie Gleason was really into aliens and UFOs, and he wanted to see aliens and UFOs. So this was probably around, what, 67? No, with Nixon? Yeah. 68, 69, 67, 70. In that neighborhood. And he did a graphic novel based on that story. And it was interesting because I actually was talking to John Cusack. I said, you're going to have to put some kind of disclaimers. Like, you know, you're mentioning like real people. He goes, no, it's a true story. So can't wait for that to come out. But I do think that we are mimicking apes. That's all we do. We're mimicking apes. How do you think we got from like just not that 100 years ago? We had a car. You had to crank. You had to crank it. You know. Yeah, and then run behind it before it would run you over. That was 100 years ago. 100 years ago. Don't tell me that we just had all these insights and all of this like technological advances. We are way beyond our capacity. We are way beyond our capacity with computers and all this other stuff. We are way beyond being able to. All we did was look at what these aliens that crashed. We tinkered with the, hey, look at this. This alien's got, what's this thing called? It's got a bunch of music on it. Holy moly. This has got like hours and hours of music. It's not like a record player. What is this thing? Let me take it apart and make an iPod. That's how that works. Look at these alien control craft. Look how they controlled all these things. I'll be darned. Look at this. It's just apes taking stuff apart and replicating it. That's all it is. If you think we're smart enough to come up with all this stuff on our own, you are sadly mistaken. 100 years ago, we were talking in two tin cans with a string to each other. That's what we were talking to each other 100 years ago. Or deet, 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 with like telegraphs not that long ago. So don't kid yourself. You know, we're pretty much just lucky apes that aliens crashed and we stole all their technology. Because this technology is way beyond what we can handle. You know, we should really still be cranking our cars, you know, and riding horses. Here's the King Louis stomp. Love this tune. Impala. RCT.
sits inside her. It will come, it will come, it will surely come. King's red hat was a mother to desire. It will come, it will come, it will surely come. The new daddy at Hong Kong, they all know that it won't be long. I count my fingers as nuts balls and draw bananas on the bathroom walls. The killer cycles, the killer hurts. The passage of my life is measured out in shirts. Time and motion, time and tide. All I know and all I have is time and time and tide on my side. King's red hat with a poker in the fire. It will come, it will come, it will surely come. King's red hat with a mother to desire. It will come, it will come, it will surely come.
King B. And Siberian woods breaking up their neck. Chinese moving in, building discotheques. Trans-Siberian sex toys and what a nut. From what they got in every other airport. Я не еврей, но кое-что похоже соврать не даст ни Юра, ни Сережа. Simply because I'm not a total gacho. Отдаю суд, я циркач. Ну так что же? I travel the world looking for understanding of the times that we live in. Hunting and gathering first-hand information, challenging definitions of sin. I travel the world looking for lovers of the ultimate beauty, but not vaseline. I am a wanderlust king. I stay on the run. Let me out. Let me be gone.
From Mexico, Los Crazy Kings with Crazy Kings. Hey, what else we got without that? We had, Gor Gor Bordello with Wanderlust King. Yeah, you gotta love yourself some Wanderlust King, Gor 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 Bordello. There's gonna be a Slavic groovy music party tonight at Hazelwood Green, featuring Big Black Bear Combo, I believe that's the name. Amazing band from Chicago. The Polka Maniacs will be playing. That's a thing. We'll be doing that. The Gypsy Strings and another, I forget the fourth, but it's got a free show at the Hazelwood Greens tonight in Hazelwood. And well, Polka Maniacs are playing. So it's going to be a great, fun, ruckus bit of world music. And hopefully you guys did vote for Polka Maniacs for Best International Group from City Paper. Voting's over, too late. What else do we hear? We heard I'm a King Bee going out to the philosopher Marcus Bobolius requested I'm a King Bee, and that was the Pink Floyd version. That's when Syd Barrett was still with him. So there you go. Before that, we heard King's Lead Hat by the Dirt Bombs doing the Brian Eno tune. Yeah. We're just killing it. And then we started off with the King Louis Stomp by Impala. Amazing band from Memphis. They weren't really a surf band. They were really their own thing. A band called Impala. Not Tame Impala, but just Impala. Man, that was a great instrumental band. And your brain, another 40 minutes. We are playing music. I'm playing music. And you're just helping. Actually, you're giving me a lot of good suggestions. It's nice to hear from you. I'm live on the radio today. I'll be live next week. The week after, I will not be on the air. I will be DJing the Arts in the Parks Festival all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And September. Can you believe it? It's going to be September. You know, and you got that realization where you're just dragging your feet, thinking, it's not really summer yet. It's like, you know, when you want to stay up late and your mom and dad won't let you. Oh, just five more minutes. Just five. Oh, my God. Five more. That's exactly what this time of year is. It's you're dragging your feet. But you got to understand, with the marble and the Goldilocks zone of climate change that we've got here in Pittsburgh, September is a beautiful month. October is nice. And I've actually remember, I think that was the last November or the November before, it was just gorgeous. It was in the mid-70s, like all sunny. It was gorgeous in November. Then, you know, once again, we got to muscle through December. Parts of December aren't bad. I know right around the end, it does get bad. It gets a little chilly, a little damp. And then you got January. You muscle through January and February. There's just no denying it. January and February are rugged months. But I always look positively on things. February is the shortest month of the year, even though it seems like the longest because it's that end of winter. You get to March. There you go. Spring is around the corner. Boom, and then you get into March, and then you get it all over again. You get a nice spring, and then you get another summer. We can drag our feet, but you got to savor every bit of this gorgeous weather and this gorgeous life that you have now. You just got to savor every bit, it's like when you eat ice cream cone. A lot of people just like woof it down. No, you gotta take your time, man. Got to enjoy every little bit. You just got to go at it. You just kind of, in your mind, you know, learn how to appreciate stuff rather than just ingest it. You know, just got to slow it down, man. Slow it down and enjoy the ride. Got some more King stuff. Next week is going to be fun because we're really going to slow it down because it's all songs about those ne'er-do-wells on top of the pyramid of civilization. On top of where the kings are the hobos, the bums, and the tramps. And I've got all songs about hobos, bums, and tramps next week. And that'll be fun. And then the week after, I will not be on the air. But after that, we're going to get the hippies and beatniks, the elite ne'er-do-wells of civilization. And then after that, we're going to start a brand new pyramid. Yeah, we're going to start the food pyramid. That is correct. All songs about all the different levels of nutrition. What's at the top of that pyramid, you may think? Oh, I'll tell you right now. All the delicious snacks and sugar and all the things that just make you want to get up out of bed in the morning. Yeah, it's going to be junk food and crap on top of all of the pyramid of nutrition. Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. Got to tell you another thing here, okay? What do we got here? Oh, yeah, here we go. You know the designer jeans you bought last year? Nobody bought designer jeans last year. What is this, from 2018? This is from 2018. This PSA is over almost, is way old. All right, how about that? It says designer jeans. We're talking design. They're still talking designer jeans. So you know this PSA was probably written like in the... designer jeans were like 70s. I hate to break the news to you. Nobody wears designer jeans anymore. Heads up to the, you guys are probably all fired now from the ad council. But do you know those designer jeans you bought last year? No. The ones that changed your life? No. Well, you wore them once and they're in a closet hanging with a pair of sweatpants. Ha ha. Donate them to Goodwill. Because you know why? People go on eBay and they can buy that stuff right off of Goodwill. Mm-hmm. You could sell it to eBay. But anyhow, you want to send it to Goodwill is what it says, because you could create jobs. Anybody tells you you're a job creator is lying to you. You know, you're not a job creator. Job creator is this new thing they just came up just when they're robbing you blind, and it's just another damn trick. You know who's creating jobs? Nobody. There ain't no jobs to be created. But anyhow, they got training programs and education. It says it's cool. Find your nearest donation center, go to Goodwill, donate stuff, and create jobs. What a lie. Oh, whatever. Donate all your good stuff, like your guitar and all that stuff. Give it to Goodwill. It's easy, though, I got to admit. I hate these people that put stuff on Craigslist. Oh, what do you got there? Oh, I got these shoes. Yeah, yeah, what are they? Oh, I got these Crocs I want to sell on Craigslist. I only want $5 for them. These Crocs are all beat to hell. Yeah, I know, but I can get $5 for these Crocs. You're going to go through all the trouble of making a Craigslist posting. And the guy's going to come over your house and goes, I don't know if these are worth $5. Maybe I'll give you like three. And then you got to barter with a guy over a pair of Crocs that really just easily threw away. Because that stuff's going to end up in a landfill anyhow. I would rarely just give stuff to Goodwill than try and deal with people on Craigslist. You know, Craigslist is really, there's where the ne'er-do-wells hang out, on Craigslist. Yeesh. Used to be cool. Remember when Craigslist was cool? You could get anything on Craigslist. Now it's just kind of like, well, we got these old rat traps we want to sell. Why would I want to buy your rat traps? They still have rats in them. I know, but if you look at this, these are the designer rat traps. They have a little Jordache. Whatever happened to Jordache? Died a horrible, painful death, and rightfully so. All right, what do we got going on? We'll wind down. Only a half hour to go, man. Just a little note to you guys. You guys waiting around for these Epstein files to get released and think it's going to change anything? Is that what you're doing? You know, you can make all the way, tell all the, oh yeah, when these are going to come out. Rich, white, powerful men are indestructible. When is the last rich, white, powerful dude that ever got his comeuppance? And once again, I'll tell you, there's one of them, and that's Bernie Madoff. And why? Because he ripped off other rich, white, powerful dudes. They control the message, and that means they control most of you, because you can fool a lot of the people all of the time. All they got to do is come on and say, you know what? This whole underage thing, you know, it's not in the Bible. We don't see this in the Bible that it's a sin. Yeah, it's not in the Bible. Mm-mm. Matter of fact, you look at all these priests. See, it's not in the Bible. And all of a sudden people start justifying it because they're told to justify it. Or it's like, you know what? Alexander the Great, Aristotle, those guys were all pedophiles. You know that, right? But they did great things. Yeah, Alexander the Great was a laugh riot. Aristotle, yeah, you got to hand it to Aristotle, though. You know, pretty smart dude. I don't know if I'd want him to foster me, let's just put it. I don't know if I'd want him to be my big brother, big sister kind of thing, you know? I don't know if I'd like that. But they will justify anything, so don't kid yourself. The only real justifier is when you can tramp the dirt down on them. That's the only time comeuppance really happens with the very, very top is when they're underground. And everybody gets that. Everybody. Nobody, no matter how rich, no matter how powerful, and no matter how white you are, you don't live forever. So there you go. All you do is just watch the clock and go, okay, nope, not today. How about tomorrow? Okay. And then they breed a new monster to put out there. No shortage of these horrible people. No shortage. Never has been. You ever remember in history? Remember that big shortage of nasty folks? That big a-hole shortage? Yeah, remember that big a-hole shortage we had? Never. Never. Want to get some more Kings? Yeah, let's do some new mod Kings. Oh, man, I had such a crush on this singer. Sherry Beachfront. New mod Kings, Get Wet. Oh, little new wave via the 50s. New mod Kings, Zombo in your brain. Get Wet.
Yeah. Now I know that you're all kick-ass. Bitch, we're dead or less, and we're fast. one step forward, two steps back. No longer red, you're in the black. No turning back, you're into deep. You ought to look before you leave. You leave. All the king's horses, all the king's men, can't put us back together again. The fires that consumed us then.
I don't know, they ain't doing it for me. These guys is like just ate a really hot piece of pizza, burned the roof of his mouth before singing. I don't know. That's All the King's Horses by the Magnificent Brotherhood. In front of that, we heard Oh My God from one of the most perfect records ever made, Get Happy, Elvis Costello and the Attractions, King Horse. Man, that is a desert island disc. That would mean if you're on the desert island, you would want a disc. I have no idea why, but that's my favorite, one of my favorite records. And King Horse is a great tune. By request for the Melnick, Queen of Hearts, by Dave Edmunds. It says here Howard DeVito wrote that tune, but I don't think so. I don't know. I thought Juice Newton. I know Juice Newton, who is actually Lorraine Newman's sister, made the hit out of that. Yeah, Howard DeVito? You check on that for me, Melnick. It says Howard DeVito wrote it, but I highly doubt it. I don't think he wrote anything like that. And we started off with Get Wet, New Mod Kings. Look at that time. 15 minutes to go. I will be on next week and with Hobos, Bums, and Tramps. And I know all you hobos, bums, and tramps out there are going to get your shortwave radios and your pocket calculator transistors and listen next week. All right, this helps a lot of folks. I'm talking, get them while you can, baby. Get them while you can. Food stamps. Get them while you can. You buy the food you need. Get them. Because they're going to be yanking that carpet out as soon as they can. That's right. Canned goods. Store them up. That's right. So when the big famine hits in 2040, you'll have enough cling peaches, Bartlett pears, and corn giblets to last you about 2 weeks. Sorry. Or is it going to be like that cat in that cartoon has all of those things and he forgets a can opener? Yeah. Does happen. Most folks are eligible and don't know it. I bet you're pretty darn eligible. You're eligible. I know it. You don't need the be on welfare. That's right. This is the sick part. You can work full time and still have to get food stamps to survive. That is craziness. That is craziness. But I say get them while you can. Milk this cow while there's still some milk in this bad boy. Because they're marching that son of a gun off to the slaughterhouse. You better march it. You better milk that cow. Just grab a hold of the teats while they're marching them out of the pasture. Get Just Harvest. 412-431-8963. Get some food. Because that's going to be the next educational pyramid we're going to go to after we're done with Hobos, Tramps, Bums, and then the following 2 weeks after that, it will not be on the first week of September, will be Beatniks and Hippies. We're going to start the food pyramid. That's right. We're going to do the food pyramid. So there we go. Another pyramid. We did the hierarchy of needs. That was all the things you need to survive, starting with food, water, air, blah, 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 all the way up to self-actualization. That was the first pyramid we did. The second pyramid, we're winding down today. We're at the top of the pyramid with kings and rulers and queens and all that other stuff. But then on top of, next week, we're going to do the guys and the gals. They're just loafing on top. Loafing on top of the pyramid. We're talking the hobos, the bums, the tramps. No gypsies, tramps, and thieves. I will not playing gypsies, tramps, and thieves for under any circumstance. No, thank you, please. And then we got beatniks and hippies, the elite, the philosophical ne'er-do-wells of civilization. Look at that, 15 minutes to go. I better play it. Dismantled King is on the throne. Love this tune. Felt, Zombo in Your Brain, RCT.
Side. Between life and And I can't believe it all was good. the king off to take the hill and to learn who is king and who makes the better serf. Believing is, we are a part of a whole we call the earth.
Comfortable purring machine. erupts into discord, erupts into violence. And the mind searches for what went wrong. The body meanwhile does what it must to survive.
Ah, 40 frickin' years ago, and the song still cooks. King Carr. King Carr by the Three Johns. And amazing, even older than that, and still as poignant. King of the Hill, the Minutemen. Dude. Ah, and a band that was just the finest musicians you could ask for. Focus. Still have a soft spot in my brain for Focus. That was House of the King from Focus. And we started with Felt. Dismantled King is off the throne. And I don't think there's another show after me. This is the good old days. I don't have to hustle out of here because somebody else is trying to muscle in. I still got some time. All right. Winding down all of the pyramid of civilization. We did all kings and royalty and rulers and that today. Next week will be bums, hobos, and tramps. The lazy ne'er-do-wells just having a time propped up on the top of the pyramid of civilization. But you know what? I got some things for you. This, let you know someday you'll be king. MX80 Sound, RCT Zombo in your brain.